We're in the Glen Buck into the pink after Liverpool have beaten Southampton by 3-0. I've got Phil Blundell, Graham Gilby, Chris Hewitt, and I've got Jay McKenna and Jay. It's outrageous, this, mate. It is absolutely outrageous what Liverpool are doing. The nature of the players who are playing, scoring, playing well. There's very few passengers even for 5 minutes in the game. The fortunate tonight, I'd argue that they score first, but from the point at which they go 1-0, they're by a mile the better side.
All right, once we went in front, that second half was just a very different Liverpool. We just looked so assured. The players looked very confident. You know, I think you'd expect it to look a little bit disjointed. Southampton would have felt, even though they'd made loads of changes, they might have got something out of it. They clearly, you know, got on top of us in times in that first half, but you know, Liverpool just kept at it. The young lads really, you know, just done their job. They clearly well drilled, well conditioned to, you know, the manager told them what they needed to do tonight to win, and they've executed that. And I think if you look at that Liverpool team tonight and think, well, you know what, quite a few of them lads will play a lot more games for Liverpool this season and probably a lot more games for Liverpool next season, and you know, not a bad few days for some of them. An immense amount of confidence. Your Jaden Dans, your Kumas tonight, you're thinking to yourself, wow, couldn't have got any better than Sunday. And now they're thinking, you know what, yeah, I play for Liverpool in games. I haven't just played in a game, I play for Liverpool in games. And no Rio Ferdinand or whatever podcast or whatever radio show can be talking tomorrow about how Liverpool's kids didn't win, because Liverpool's kids won them the match tonight.
They did, Graham. They were the driving force in the game. Kumas gets the opener, it's deflected. He's part of the move. Clark's part of that move as well. And then the second, it's a lovely, lovely run and finish. Good ball from Elliot. And again, let's remember, Elliot's 20 in amongst all of this. He's now got over 100 appearances, but he's 20. It's a lovely finish. And then the reaction for the third from Dans, and the gloriousness of all the celebration as well. It's a great day to be younger in the city of Liverpool, like you.
Definitely not young, but yeah, I mean, I think they're just inventing new ways for us to fall in love with them. Sunday was another one, just delivering what they did. And then today, first 20 minutes, like you said, were hairy. I was sitting low in the cop and there was a drip in the roof. And basically my first 20 minutes was getting hit in the eye by a bit of water and looking up and seeing Kelleher saving a one-on-one. And then, as you say, after we got the first goal, and you can't say it was, we'd grown into it, I think, from 20 onwards. And all of those players, I mean, Quanta, performance that he put in, Clark, I mean, you know, it looked at the start a bit like it was, which was a team that have never played together before, a lot of youngsters with not that much experience. And they just grew throughout the game.